Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me, Matt Stewart. Just letting you know that me and Saran, our show, has moved. We're at the Grace Darling Hotel now at 7:15. We're in the final couple of weeks of the festival. We'd love to see you there. We had so much fun at the Chinese Museum, but now we're at a new venue. It's a pub. Let's have a beer. I'd love to see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates in popular culture from Chimpan A all the way down to Chimpan Z. I'm joined, as always, by the second banana of the show. It's the host of the Gamming Game Show. Game Show, Evan Munro-Smith.
Hi.
Which is now back on air, the Gamming Show.
Yes.
What, and you talk about gamming?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. I should tune in.
Yeah. We don't talk about games. That's the important thing.
Okay.
No, it's on. Yeah, it's on YouTube. Go check it out.
I think we've all been on it before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
How exciting.
Including you, Evan.
This is like a Gamey Game reunion.
It is. It's so good to have you all back together.
It's not like it's a double reunion. It's the Gamey Game reunion and it's the Dream Team.
This is
reunion.
The Primates Dream Team. And also, well, I should bring them in.
Yeah.
This week on the show, joining us back in the Monkey House from the Sans Pants Radio, it's Cass Page. And from the Weekly Planet, it's Nicka Mason.
Thank you.
Nicka Mason.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there an H?
There's an H somewhere in there, sure. There's short an H for, in Nicholas.
Short for right. Nicon. So if
you want, you can abbreviate that however you want. I can't stop you, yes. Yeah. Pretty good, right?
I reckon we've moved on. Like, I think our generation was the last to still bother with naming the full name and then from birth going, but we'll call you Nick.
Yeah, nowadays.
Right, now they just go, then Nick.
Yeah,
exactly. It's Nick on the birth certificate.
And but then there's a confusing part of that generation who's like, so is that short for Nicholas? No.
No.
It's just Nick. Some people abbreviate it Cole. Nicholas becomes Cole.
Oh, that's fun.
A little bit, right?
Yeah, it's a bit different.
Oh, you're disgusted by that. You're like, ugh.
You could be Andy.
Oh, actually, I had a dentist once while she was in my mouth being like, Cassandra.
So how small was this dentist?
People call you Sandy? Yeah, she asked if people call me Sandy. I'm like, no.
Cassandra.
Do you think other guests on this show also consider themselves the Dream Team?
No.
Because I've decided we're the Dream Team apropos of nothing.
Was like, it you started? Because I believe it.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, I just take that as fact.
Oh, marketing works.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, when you're like the Dream Team back together, I'm like, oh, yeah. And,
obviously.
You know, we've got like a little group chat, and every time you're like, Dream Team, I'm like, well, this is the Dream Team group chat. I'll rename it after the show.
Look, the public doesn't call us the Dream Team, but we call ourselves the Dream Team.
Well, they'll start to.
We'll I think the more the we say it.
Yeah.
We're publicly calling ourselves the Dream Team.
That's right.
As the Dream Team, you'll know this. Evan's favourite primate is the human, in particular Andy from Toy Story. Do either of you have any suggestions that maybe could usurp Andy as Evan's favourite primate?
Well,
Introduce Cass?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hi, Cass.
I am Cass. Oh, yeah, no, we got introduced.
From Sans Pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is Evan. Evan, this is Cass.
Hi, Evan.
Nice to meet you.
You've
Love
met multiple
meet you.
Times before.
Anyway, sorry. Human's my favourite primate.
You guys are on the Dream Team together.
Yes,
that's how
right.
you know each other.
Yeah. Oh, that's where I've seen you.
Human is my favourite primate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's we got we through that bit, yeah.
Great.
Nick, what have you got
look,
there?
Look, I mentioned this to you some time ago. This is from April. This is a news story, a fresh
April
news story.
April is the apiest month of all.
Absolutely. That's why that's why.
Oh, I never thought about that. My birthday's in April.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And you're a primate also.
Yes.
Perfect.
It all checks out.
My favorite primates, Evan. I've changed my mind.
Great.
A great selection.
Actually,
I'm
no,
doing well.
This is, you may have mentioned this on the show, but this is my new favorite primate. This this news story says orangutan escapes from Melbourne Zoo.
Oh.
So did you mention this?
I don't know if I did, but you did. You sent me this story a while
back. And I was
like,
how good's this for content?
That's great about content. This? Did I use it? I can't remember. Know.
Melbourne Zoo was locked down this afternoon in April after an orangutan escaped from its enclosure. Malu, a 16-year-old Sumatran orangutan, escaped shortly after 3 p.m. on Friday. Great, great sentence. Visitors were forced to flee the area.
Forced to flee.
They're hanging around going, no, I'm cool. No, you will flee.
Yeah. Run! Yeah. Oh,
leaving in an orderly fashion. No, flee.
Her arms are as long as her body and legs. You need to go.
She'll rip all kinds of stuff off for you. Don't even worry about it. Witness Max Long, surname I'm not going to try to pronounce. We were all sitting in the lemur enclosure and all the staff radios were going off with chatter. Then one of the head keepers came in and told us we were in lockdown. We couldn't leave the room for an hour. Malu was a repeat escapee. He also forced the zoo into lockdown in 2015 when he used a blanket to escape from his cage.
Oh, wow.
So this guy's... Let him go, I say. Yeah, I was going to say,
there's something cool about it, but then there's something like, oh, he doesn't want to be in there.
And also, and he used a blanket. I don't know what that means. Did he jump into like a flatbed truck and cover himself in a blanket? I'm just some fruit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, or he's
jumping
just going,
into the laundry.
Don't worry, I'm just a moving blanket.
But don't you use a blanket to get over like the
barbed wire
fence? Yeah. God, I mean, that would be too smart for a...
They don't have barbed wire, do they?
I mean, I don't know.
They're not barbed wired in, are they?
Surely they are, though.
But they'd have to have something, right?
This story gets cooler and more sad. Like, we've started at a nice crossroads and we are getting pulled by the horses to be split further and further apart as the story progresses.
Well, look, I have no more details. I don't know how he attempted to use the blanket.
I've been to the Melbourne Zoo a few times and they're...
All right, good for you. You've been to the zoo, all right.
But it's the orangutans are sort of they're kind of like the trademark animals of the zoo.
There's
a few of them. They've got a huge enclosure there and they're... obviously not happy. They're not happy.
Yeah. Really what more could they want?
I guess freedom.
Mm.
But is anyone really free? I mean, we're all caught in this rat race.
They want freedom from or freedom to? Because that's a really important distinction.
Okay, let's ask them. Get them on
if
the blower.
If anyone can sign, we'll go to the orangutan. Can they sign?
The article provided no details, so I can't help you with any details that are not within the Seven News article. So.
I'm confused as to, so the place was locked down, but then people were forced to flee. How does that, I can't square that.
I think was the guy who was locked down might have been staff, and the people forced to flee were public, is how I read it.
Right, okay.
I mean, or how I listened to
it. This might all also be some like a mainstream media beat up.
Oh, right.
Like maybe they're like... Did you have to move from one area of the zoo to the other? Yes, I did. Okay, well, you were forced to flee.
Yeah.
We'll put that in. I mean, you know.
Sure.
Did you have to go from one end of the cafeteria to the other end of the cafeteria to pay your bill? You had to flee.
Yeah.
You
know,
so. That's a flee.
Yeah. Did you have to pay $12 for a chicken schnitzel sandwich like I did once?
That's the real scandal.
At the zoo.
Yeah.
Hang on. How do you say the word for the crumb chicken nice thing?
Schnitzel?
Oh, he did add an extra the first time.
No, I grew up saying snitchel. And it sounded like...
Oh, you thought you sounded kindred spirit.
Yeah,
I did. Well, guess what? You didn't. I just mispronounced it. Get out of here.
It's been so hard to train myself to say schnitzel and not snitchel.
Is that like a Harry Potter thing?
No.
That's what they're chasing when they play Balderdash or whatever.
The golden snitchel.
That's right. So anyway, the orangutan here, Evan, does that... I mean, can a human escape with a blanket?
Yeah, I expect they probably could.
Hmm.
Evan, what if I got to be friends with this orangutan and I braided all of its hair?
Ooh. red dreads.
Yeah. Red dread redemption.
Not a dread, just like nice plaits, maybe a bit.
That's for you,
bead.
Evan, the host of Gamey Gamey Game. Game.
I'm not sure that really sways me.
Huh.
What a monster.
If anything,
what
I think...
What if I shaved it? Oh. What can I do to its hair to make you love it, Evan?
It's not the hair. It's just not, you know. I
feel a human with a blanket would have way more options escaping from a zoo.
Yeah,
they could put it around them like a shawl, like they're some sort of nonna.
Like a human
just
wouldn't
walk straight out there. Yeah. I mean, they're just a regular human, so they could probably just leave the zoo anytime.
They wouldn't be forced. They'd be forced to flee, obviously.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw a video recently. I'm trying to remember if this is a real thing or a dream or what, but it was a man who escaped, but he got busted on the way out, disguising himself as his daughter. His daughter came to visit, and there was this elaborate
prison.
Like,
not a prison. Yes, not a prison. Prison. Not yeah. a zoo.
And it was like a latex face mask.
Oh, yeah,
that
had
on.
Was real. Yeah,
that was real. You saw
unless
that.
Unless we all had I saw the, that. Yeah. Unless we all had some sort of combined.
That
dream.
Was wild.
I love a combined
Inception
dream.
Style.
So hang on, a guy escaped from prison with a mask,
pretending he was his daughter.
Whoa!
He got caught. Yeah, like, he didn't. Caught. He didn't escape.
Yeah,
right.
But also, does that mean his daughter was then trapped in prison?
That's what I assume.
She, yeah. maybe she handed him the mask and then left.
Right.
And then he was like, "I'm my daughter. I'm still here. I should go as well." And then the guards were like, "Is this deja vu? I'd better let him out."
They should have done it the other way around. I'm my daughter. I'm still here.
They should have done someone else, not the daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
The nonna.
The son.
Give
or
him
the
a blanket.
Nonna.
He's got a blanket in prison. Nonna.
Yeah.
Mask.
Nonna.
What
yeah.
about the son? So he didn't have to, you know, have to put on a mask. He said, oh, I look a lot like my dad in nearly every way.
My dad is
similar age.
Yeah.
I'm his brother.
Sus.
Yeah.
I'm my dad's brother. I'm
like
my
a classic
dad's brother.
Arrested Development.
It's all cool.
Yeah.
Did you have anything to suggest to Evan, Cass?
My favorite primate at the moment, I don't even know what it looks like, but the capuchin. Just because it's very fun to say.
Capuchin's great.
Capuchin.
Yeah, that is good.
And I think I've said this fact a few times. When I have limited facts, I'll say them again and again.
Yeah. Reduce, reuse, recycle, my friend. Yeah.
Then cappuccino comes from the same word. And it's all about the monks, the Capuchin monks who wear brown robes.
Oh.
Supposedly similar color to the monkeys and to the cappuccinos.
Oh. That's so fun.
That's,
so they're
more
that's
of
a
that's
fact.
A fun fact.
They're more of a beige robe then.
Beige. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Monks and monkeys. Yeah. You know,
I'm a fan of the Order of the Flat White myself. That particular.
Yeah, I've got one in my hand.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I was raised strictly soy magic.
I understand.
Evan, what do you think about that capuchin monkeys? We've talked about a few on episodes. Before you were
yeah,
on
they're
here,
great.
Like
I love a cappuccino.
The friends monkey was a capuchin. The rally monkey.
I'm
thought
rally
even
monkey.
The same capuchin.
What's a rally monkey?
The rally monkey is a mascot for an American baseball team, but I think it's actually the same monkey that played Marcel in Friends.
All right.
And was also an
what
outbreak.
A career.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is it good that it did two things, or is that really sad?
that you'd have to ask her, but.
Oh, this is the classic movie monkey, the capuchin.
Yeah, classic movie monkey.
This is the monkey who you're like, oh, it's cheeky, but I love it.
Yeah.
I'm ready for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do a Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm a prison guard. Where's my keys?
Oh, no.
Monkey's got them.
And there's that little sound effect they always use. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that monkey bested me.
Yeah.
Monkey.
Capuchins, Evan.
No. No. Humans, they always get their comeuppance in the end.
But capuchins bear their
they
teeth.
They always get their keys back somehow.
Did you hear that? They bear their teeth.
They go,
yeah, but humans can do that too.
That's a smile, though.
It
doesn't mean the same.
You just did it. Is it you just impersonated? We can all do it.
Okay. I don't know if I can.
Maybe some people can't. Maybe like, no, Matt can't.
Am I doing it?
Yeah, some people can't color their tongue. You know, some people can't.
What are you doing? Why is it? Don't put your tongue out.
Can you do that?
Is that something? Can I put my tongue out?
Can,
no,
you,
can
curl
you curl it?
Yeah.
I can curl my tongue.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We're four curlers here.
All right.
That's why we're the dream team.
The dream team stays together.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank God.
Anyhow,
this is a secret handshake.
Yep. That's right.
Okay. We all get a big bowl of a flat white, and then we all put our tongue in and we slurp.
Yeah.
You have to use it like a straw to save the turtles.
I've never done that before. Is that possible to use your tongue, curled tongue, as a straw?
Yes.
You just suck on it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's no good.
Oh, I'm so sorry to everyone. I did that.
Oh, I think I got a tongue cramp.
Ah.
So today we're talking about Batman, the Brave and the Bold, in particular an episode called Gorillas in Our Midst.
Now, last time we were on the podcast, I don't know if you know this, we did cop some flack, specifically you copped some flack, Matt, because we did Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, that's right.
And some people on the internet, I think maybe just one guy, was like, you've sold out, Matt. You've gone too far. This podcast, this nonsense podcast about primates in popular culture, it used to be about the primates.
Yeah.
But now you're just chasing the big blockbuster dollars.
Yeah.
Not talking about Spider-Man. It's not even about monkeys anymore. Well, now we're back.
This is all about monkeys.
This episode's chock full of monkeys.
It is
Dream Team listens.
Yeah. It's ape heavy, but... I stand by the Night Monkey episode.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
So I first gave you a different episode to watch. Did any of you watch the other one or just watch this?
No, I only watched the gorillas one.
The first one, it was called The Golden Age of Justice. And the first 2 minutes are very Detective Chimp heavy. It's a great scene.
And you're like, this is going to be a treat.
And then it was about 18 minutes later when I realized that there hadn't been another monkey or ape involved. Uh-huh. And I'm like, actually, I might message the others and say, Dream Team, disassemble. I found another option. That is gorillas in our midst. But that episode was kind of cool. It was about the Justice Society of America. Oh. And there was this flashback to maybe World War II, but it was black and white footage. And there was like Catman and
Wildcat, probably.
Wildcat, yep. Uh-huh. And the Black Canary. Mm-hmm. And these other characters I'd never heard of.
Well, I mean, if this were a generic animal-based podcast, we could jump right in there.
Yeah.
with your canaries and your wildcats and such, but it's not.
That's two for
unfortunately,
two.
It's not.
Zero for zero.
The opening scene was kind of like the end of a classic Poirot episode or something with Detective Chip and Batman in an old school, beautiful old dining room with suspects there. One of these did the murder. And they're trying to figure it out, and Detective Chimp ends up just intimidating each of them into revealing a different secret.
One of them intimidating them?
Yeah, the maid, he's like in their faces. The maid goes, "I eat the leftovers before I do the dishes." And they all came out with different
That's heartbreaking.
But the baddie was a real Scooby-Doo kind of guy. They took it was a very believable old lady, demasked.
This is like the prison guy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And he would have gotten away with it.
But the bad guy was someone called Faceless or something? Or No Face or Face Freeze?
I would say it'd be No Face. Yeah.
No Face, yeah. Great.
Did they take the mask off to reveal nothing?
No, it's just like this. It looked more like a false face. That's who it was.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
Looked more like a underneath the face. Looked like more like a mask than the mask. It was weird. The false face's face did not move. Anyway, none of you saw that, so I don't know why we're talking about it. But the episode we did all watch was called, and probably remains to be called, "Gorillas in Our Midst," which is a fantastic little pun.
It's a fantastic title. Isn't
yeah.
It? It's Gorillas in the Mist. It also might be a reference to there's like a experiment where you get somebody to perform a task while somebody in a gorilla costume walks past. Are they so engrossed in the task that they don't see the gorilla
right.
walking past?
And apparently it's pretty common for people to not notice it.
Notice the gorilla. We'd all notice.
We'd notice.
We're attuned.
That classic video of people throwing a ball around, you got to count how many passes or something.
Exactly.
And a gorilla goes past.
But maybe to us, it would just be like, oh, yeah, there's a gorilla walking past. That's probably not
it's
relevant
not
to anything.
Why are you wasting our time with all this ball counting when we could be gorilla counting? One gorilla.
All right, and that seems to be it. Just the one, Doctor.
So what is – this is the first time I've seen Batman, the Brave and the Bold, and I was a bit confused just off from the start by who's in this
Oh, it's just Batman.
Series.
Look, this show is basically concentrated nonsense.
Right.
It's kind of like it's basically like sort of a nod to sort of 1960s kind of the Batman, the Brave and the Bold. It's like Batman teaming up with just the silliest
just other DC
heroes. Yeah, whatever characters are that tickle their fancy.
But
at the time.
They're the lesser known ones.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
Right.
It's kind of got that 1960s kind of Adam West Batman campiness to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Batman was very big on doing nothing. That opening, we're going to fight this person, and then he's there with the Spectre or something. And the Spectre's like, well, this man needs to be punished. And Batman's like, no, we will leave it to the legal system to provide this man justice. I'm going to go now.
Now, don't. While I'm away, the Spectre, the embodiment of God's wrath on earth, don't do anything. Don't do anything rude.
Oh, that was the coolest death I've ever seen.
That was a pretty wild death.
Well, they capture a villain who's controlling rats, and when Batman
leaves, a crime punishable by death.
Well, yeah, the Spectre turns the villain into a man made of cheese, and then lets the rats loose on him, presumably to his death.
Yeah, that's like, that sort of feels like it's based on that old timey punishment of covering people in honey and burying them in a bull ant. Heard of that one?
No.
What kind of childhoods did you guys have?
No, I've heard of that, but why would the ants, surely they'd get full by the time they've gotten through the honey.
Ah, very interesting. Mm. I guess it'll be a slow, painful death then.
Oh,
I feel like I can't see that killing you.
Yeah.
I guess you slowly starve.
Well, yeah.
But you can't stop it. Stop it. Tickles.
Batman loves justice. Does it? So he just turns a blind eye to this.
Oh no, he leaves, but because he loves justice so much, he assumes that that's how the world works because he says so. So he just.
But is he so naive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like, Spectre's like, I'm going to kill this man, and Batman's like, no, and the Spectre's like, we can't let him get away with all the awful things he's done. He's like, the justice system is flawless and yes, will fix this problem.
It will be so just.
Batman leaves on the assumption that, of course, that will happen.
And
that's
the Spectre
right
won't
thing.
Turn a man to cheese, but he will.
Yeah,
do
the
it.
Spectre's like, hey, stop it. You're cheese now.
Why have they teamed up in the first place? I don't understand.
Yeah, it does seem like he's more of a bad guy, right?
The original odd couple.
Yeah,
there's
that's
no
true.
No repercussions
yeah.
for the Spectre in that episode. That man dies. And nothing happens.
Yeah, I think that must be it, because they're the only two episodes I've seen. That I'm assuming that's a staple of the show. They do a mini episode,
which is
what they did with Detective Chimp in the other episode. This one's with the Spectre. So because it's a nod to the 60s version, I guess that's why he's wearing the blue. He's wearing the same colours as the Adam West.
Yeah, I think that's
version
it,
as well.
Yeah. I mean, this is a show kind of for younger viewers.
Right.
You know, you're not supposed to think too hard about it. So let's talk about it for an hour. let's break it down frame by frame for an hour.
Batman's played by Diedrich Bader.
Ah, from the Drew Carey Show.
That's a bunch of other stuff. And I recognize his voice about halfway through. I'm like, it couldn't be, and it was. I was really excited.
Is that Oswald?
Oswald? Yeah. Well, the tall one is Oswald, or is he the short one? The Oswald?
Not Ryan.
He's
Stiles.
One of the two. Not Ryan Stiles.
The other
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's real funny. This is how IMDb describes this episode. It says, Batman and Spectre deal with Dr. Milo. Later, Batman and Detective Chimp enlist Vixen and Buana Beast. And
Buana Beast?
Buana Beast?
Buana.
It's Buana.
Oh, right. Buana Beast. I was confused by that character.
In order to battle a conspiracy of ape villains, Gorilla Grodd, Gorilla Boss, and Monsieur... Mala.
The old one out.
We're going to get letters. Monsieur Mala.
The French and they're not pronouncing all the letters. Yeah. Gets me every time.
They don't pronounce the same letters consistently.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's the holy trinity of DC.
That's how you
smart gorillas.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So which one? A gorilla boss would be the sort of the old school mob. Gorilla?
Yeah, he's kind of like, well, I mean, I guess he's a combination. There's been two gorilla bosses. There's the regular gorilla boss who was a mob boss who had his brain put into a gorilla. He was in an accident. They had to put his brain into a gorilla.
Quick, put the brain. Where can we put it? Quick, that gorilla.
Exactly. We can't let this mob boss die.
Exactly.
And we can't let this gorilla live.
And there was, but he couldn't speak. So they've combined him with the mod gorilla boss, who is very much a similar origin, but he can speak. So they've put him.
Diedrich Bader also plays gorilla boss.
There you go, perfect.
Two checks, baby.
And John DiMaggio plays Gorilla Grodd, who's from Futurama, right?
Yeah.
He's Bender.
I have the actual. Here's the origin story of the mod gorilla boss, who's similar except stripier. A brilliant scientist invented a serum which could temporarily turn him into a gorilla. Not realizing that the serum itself was worth untold billions, he used it to launch a petty crime wave.
Okay.
Love that.
After a disastrous encounter with Animal Man, he was sent to prison and never heard from again.
Animal Man!
That's so vague!
Yeah. We could get into Animal
Should've
Man.
Should have been Animal Person.
Again, look, if this were an animal-based podcast, we would get into Animal Man, but we're not going to. All right.
This episode was so animal-heavy. Yeah. Already there were thousands of gorillas in it. I think all the apes in the world were controlled by
Gorilla
Grodd.
Yeah, they were all taken to Gorilla Grodd's island,
Here's another famous actor. The Spectre was played by Mark Hamill.
Really?
Yeah.
What a cast.
That's an all-star cast.
We were talking about, I was thinking about John DiMaggio because he's also in Gears 5, which we talked about on Game Again this week.
Oh, right.
He has a recurring role in that. And also Adventure Time. Straight away, I'm just like, he's Jake from Adventure Time.
Okay. This show was made from 2008 to 2011.
Okay.
Should I add an extra and in there? No, doesn't matter. 2000 and anyway.
That's 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah,
God,
it holds up.
Does it? Do you think it holds up?
I thought it was really. I thought it was quite funny. It's a funnier than often it is. Right, he's a light-hearted Batman compared
yeah,
to
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely
compared to like the animated series or something, yeah. which is quite serious.
Yeah. Oh no, Cass has a dissenting opinion. Oh. Here we go.
He just
here we go. Cass with an opinion.
he was so boring in the opening.
Yeah. Mm.
He knew the Spectre had cheese powers, and he was still like, "No, I trust every cop."
Look. People make mistakes, Cass, and sometimes it's letting a villain be alone with a man who can literally do anything.
It was just
and wants to kill everyone and send them all to hell by turning them into cheese and letting rats eat them.
I don't understand how Batman's like, because he doesn't have any superpowers. Like, that's his thing. He's like, I have a lot of money and I got the brains and I have a pseudo dad. These are the things I have. And he's like, I love justice. I don't trust the police force to do it. I will do it for them.
Yes.
However, they are my boss. They also can't control me. He seems to have a really weird set of values.
Yeah.
He's like, justice is the pillar of this community. Our system is broken. I will put people back into the system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's these dichotomies that make him such a fascinating character?
I mean, he could use his billions of dollars. He could use his billions of dollars to, you know, begin social programs that would end prison recidivism, but he's not going to do that, is he? Because it's more fun to punch people.
Right.
Drive around in like a big car that's also a tank.
Mm. He's like, instead of fixing problems that are formed by cycles of, poverty or marginalization.
Mm-hmm.
He will contribute to the jailing of people.
I mean, you could do the first thing you said, or you could build a big plane that looks the same shape as the symbol on your costume, and then you could be like, huh?
I was scared of bats, look, and now I'm not scared of bats. Look at my giant bat. Batman, could you help me? No.
No.
Crime will pay. Batman, you're technically a criminal. But the cops are cool with me.
I do a different kind of crime, and that crime's called justice.
My crime isn't crime because I'm rich.
Yeah, perfect.
So the guy, what was that guy's name that I, Bawana?
Oh, Bawana Beast.
So Batman leaves him in charge because he's got to go.
He's got to go to Gorilla Island.
Right. Yes. So he leaves Bawana Beast and Vixen in charge of Gotham City.
Yeah.
He goes off to try to take down Gorilla Grodd,
Monsieur
Millar, and Gorilla Boss because they're forming a new gang called GASP, which is short for Gorillas and Apes Seizing Power. You remember that?
I loved GASP. Yeah. I gasped when I saw GASP. I was like, oh, this episode got delicious.
Yeah, I love that scene as well. Did you like the bit where Batman points out that Gorilla Grodd sort of mimic him a bit? He goes, like your belt, you got the same belt as me. Gorilla Grodd said something like, "No, I've had this belt for ages. You just haven't seen it before."
Oh, I love
that caught
that
me off
scene.
Guard there. I lolled out loud.
That was amazing. I've had this belt for years. Oh.
I thought that was funny.
Also, I haven't watched enough Batman of this series. The one episode I would judge, not enough. Does his belt change utility depending on what he needs?
Oh.
Because he pepper sprayed someone with
what
I thought was something for support structure on his belt, but he took it off and used it as pepper spray, which means it's not it's not a weight bearing buckle.
Yeah.
Does it change a lot?
He has many belt options. He has many costume options. Yes, that is
because if it is like if it is getting some of his inspiration from the old TV series, that was like comically he had he needed.
He'll need
shark spray.
Shark repellent bat spray as an example,
So maybe it's a bit of that.
Batman's thought things through, Cass. He may not have, I mean, not the man being turned to cheese, obviously, that. He didn't think that through, but everything else he's got a handle on.
Yeah, hang on. Wait, if he's calling out the ape for mimicking him and that's not a big enough mirror for Batman to consider his thoughts?
Yeah.
Also, they're intelligent. No one's doing anything about the fact that the apes can think and feel and they're not part of the... That's not good. They're going to break out of the zoo.
Yeah, well, I think it's only there's a small group that are super intelligent and then Grodd has mind control powers.
Yeah, well, that's no good.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's right.
He has a plan to get all the apes in the world and basically replace the humans in Gotham City with Apes.
That's right. In a what I'm going to assume is a nod to the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes remake.
Right. Yeah, with Abraham Lincoln.
With Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, correct. Absolutely right.
There are so many super intelligent apes. Why are there so many?
I think Meso has explained this before. I believe there was a period where they thought you'd sell more issues of comic books if it had a gorilla on the cover.
There was like a sales spike, like in the 50s. There would be they discovered that there was this. I mean, this there was a sales spike if you put a gorilla on the cover. So right. Oftentimes you'll find, like, if you read a comic book from the 50s or 60s with a gorilla on the cover, they may not actually be a gorilla in the comic itself.
Oh wow!
Itself.
Okay.
It's just well, gorillas sell, so let's put
yeah.
It on. But so I guess, but also gorillas represent us, don't they? Super intelligent.
Of course.
Like, you know, imagine a gorilla, but he's got super intelligence. Mm.
Like so, just Detective like Chimp. Yes. So Batman's working with Detective Chimp, who's a good super intelligent ape.
Yes.
Chimp.
I mean, he's an alcoholic, but that's not really his fault.
He's a ridiculous character.
Yeah.
He's British.
He's sort of Sherlock Holmes the Chimp.
He's British. He's got detective skills. He's good with one of those wingsuits. Oh, he's horny for human
super
women.
Horny.
He's super horny. He'd be cancelled, I think, in 2019.
If this wasn't from back in the bad old days of 2011, he would so be cancelled today.
Yeah, that, look, He shot his shot. He shouldn't have.
Also, right in front of Moana Beast too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
he was like, hitting on what's her name?
Vixen.
He was hitting on Vixen.
Vixen is her name.
And even just knowing she was going to be that, like, quite a while before going to Gotham City, said Vixen will be there.
Vixen by name or something like that.
That's right.
In this, I was reading that he's an English character in this, but apparently he was written as a. With a Boston accent initially.
Oh, because he's from a Boston circus, I think, originally.
Right.
Yeah. All these characters also have, like, origins that kind of, like, they come and go, like, whatever's more popular or, what, like, you know, whatever's less ridiculous or more ridiculous. And sometimes they're, like, the origin was originally very ridiculous. And they're like, well, we'll change it so it's nanotechnology or whatever. And then years later, they're like, you know what? The ridiculous origin was better. So let's just make. So I think currently.
Midichlorians,
exactly. Detective Chimp drank from the Fountain of Youth. So he's immortal. And also he's intelligent because of the Fountain of Youth. Because Rex the Wonder Dog took him to the Fountain of Youth one time.
Oh, that's because that's where he began. He got his start in the Rex the Wonder Dog comic books.
That'll be it. That'll be the one.
I think in 1952, he was in Adventures of Rex the Wonder Dog, Volume 4.
Cass is disgusted by the concept of eternal youth, it seems.
But you're smart when you get old. Why is that?
Yeah.
What?
It feels like they've buried the lead on the naming of that fountain.
Yeah, it should be the Fountain of Youth and other stuff too, as well.
That's insane. Yeah. That's insane that there's a Fountain of Youth and that underutilized. Is a chimp going to say something? You wouldn't, right?
It was probably destroyed in a rock slide. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That blew my mind.
Yeah. Yeah,
my problem with Detective Chimp is he doesn't seem to be, at least in this episode, doesn't seem to be a very good detective at all. Like, his first attempt is foiled immediately.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
right.
Well,
he's pretending to be a waiter, and they're like, "Hey, Detective Chimp,"
and he's like, "Nah."
Got me.
He's good at finding trouble and ass. That's all he can find.
Yes, I think we should call him Action Chimp.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that would make more sense. He does much more beating up and much more effective beating up.
How accurate? Do you know much about him as a character outside of this series?
Sure. Let's say I know everything about him.
Well, what kind of is this pretty accurate to his origin?
I mean, less the beating up of people.
Right.
He's as strong as a regular chimp. Super strong. He can throw a gorilla around like it's nothing, like he does in this. No, he's just regular.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. I mean, in the comic books, he's much more detective-y.
These
days, he's more of an occult detective. He's more like detecting like supernatural occurrences and stuff like that.
So because he drank from the Fountain of Youth, he's going through his like supernatural witch phase.
I guess so, yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I am 15 in human years.
Yep.
Magic is not cool to me anymore, but I just like it for the story.
I'm going
to
sleep out in this graveyard under the full moon.
I mean, magic isn't real, but cults are, so I'll learn about those and it's edgy.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's actually a better detective than he's shown
than this,
right,
cartoon okay. for children would suggest, yes.
And his name is Chimp?
His human given name is Bobo.
Okay.
Bobo T. Chimpanzee.
But his real name is a series of screeches, I think.
Okay.
That's not his actual
name.
There's
just this great part in this where he gets grabbed and then Batman's like, Chimp! Chimp!
when that started, I thought they were calling him Chim.
Oh.
I was like, why cut it off there? But no, then I realized.
It's like Nick. You can pick wherever you want to. It's a nickname.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
According to his powers and abilities as listed on Wikipedia, which is a website on the internet.
I've heard of that.
Uh-huh. It says, Detective Chimp possesses no unusual physical abilities, save the level of agility and physical strength that comes from being a chimpanzee with human knowledge of movement and tools.
Nailed yeah, that's it. Right.
He is capable of conversing with all animals, regardless of origin. That feels like a...
Wow.
Found a youth.
Found
a youth. For that. But he does that, I think, in the episode. He talks to some, I don't know, something else. Cats or something.
Yeah,
rats. Dogs, bees, I don't know, something.
Oh, there's a bee. Yeah.
He becomes a bee for a while. Yeah. We should talk about the animal merging.
Should we talk about the human, speaking of characters that should have been cancelled a long time ago, I feel Bwana Beast, yeah. the white man who has weird African magic powers and wears a loincloth.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I feel he should have been gone a long time ago.
So is that a mask or is that he's got a... Because
he wears a helmet that he stole from the African jungle that gives him all these abilities. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah, an artifact that he's taken from. Yeah,
it's not yours, mate.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
So anyway, the chimp, Detective Chimp, says he can converse with other animals, no matter what their language, including all spoken and written human languages.
Jeez.
He's also one of the most highly skilled investigators in the world, with detective skills rivaling those of Ralph Dibny or Batman.
Ralph Dibny's the elongated man. He's a stretchy man.
Who's also a detective. Okay.
Yeah. Bobo has an intelligence quotient estimated to be higher than 98% of the adult human population, as evidenced by his Mensa membership. For a brief time, detective...
Well, I mean, you know, what's that really worth? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mensa's canon. That's nuts.
Yeah.
For a brief time, detective...
But I mean, the acronym stands for monkeys.
Oh. Okay.
Whatever the rest of it stands for. I don't think it's an actual acronym. I think it's just
monkeys. Yeah. Hey, now smart, all right?
Yes. Nice.
Yeah, they let me in.
Yeah, of course, because you came up with the acronym.
Yeah.
The same people came up with GASP, I reckon.
Yeah.
For a brief time, Detective Chimp also had additional sense-expanding powers granted him by the helmet of Dr. Fate. Because a chimpanzee's muscles are much denser than humans, Detective Chimp is unable to swim.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing. So Detective Chimp can't swim because in the 50s or whatever, they were like, well, chimps can't swim because they're too heavy.
Okay.
But that turns out not to be true. Like,
right.
Chimps can swim.
Okay.
But Detective Chimp can't swim.
Right.
Because his origin is in the 50s when chimps
So they had
swim.
To come up with some reason.
Yeah.
Some excuse.
Found a youth.
Okay. Monkey too thick.
Yeah. It's all compromises,
somehow,
right?
Yeah. The only way he can die is drowning in the Fountain of Youth.
What a way to go, huh?
So
I'm smart enough to avoid it. This. Why am I drowning?
So our other guy, what was it? Bwana Beast. So he's got the power of merging animals together.
Yeah, into sort of chimera kind of monsters.
But he can't do humans, right?
Mm. No, he cannot do humans.
Okay.
Detective Chimp can.
Except he does do Batman.
Yeah, at the end. Yeah.
So what?
Well, that's because he had to really concentrate.
He believed in himself.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was the message. Didn't
What's
you
the point
the
of setting up rules?
Well, you can break the rules if you believe in yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything can be overcome with positivity.
Yeah, that's right.
That whole episode was Bwana Beast being like, oh... I'm not good enough for my girlfriend. She will leave me because I am not a good man. Oh, why do you think that? But yeah, that episode is his story arc.
Yeah.
That whole episode. When they first introduced him and his partner, it was like, you're not Batman.
I thought they felt like they were sort of mocking superhero characters. It felt like an episode of Harvey Birdman or something.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely.
So they're there to protect the city. While Batman's away with Detective Chimp, they do not do a good job. And by the time Batman gets back, they're like, oh, everything's cool. Maybe Buona Beast did do an okay job. And then they realize that everyone is gorillas.
Oh, yeah, they go back to the city.
Because a taxi goes past, and Batman goes, that taxi driver's a gorilla.
This is somewhat worse.
A gorilla
worse.
Was driving that cab.
This is somewhat worse than is normal in Gotham City.
So then, and then they get surrounded and they're captured. Is this the one where there was the lasers or was that the
other
one?
Yeah, it's like a Bond thing.
Classic Bond bit with the laser machine.
Yep. Detective Chimp, do you have your magnifying glass? Of course, I'd be naked without it. And then uses his feet as hands because that's what chimps are blessed with to reach all the way up to his head, which would assume that you could also untie yourself with your feet because they can reach that far.
That's and he pulls a magnifying glass out of his hat, which is apparently he's naked without the magnifying glass, but
also
the
hat
doesn't
clothes.
Count for anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he hands over the magnifying glass, so he's then naked.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Cancelled again.
Uses his feet.
Batman, to be polite, should have just been like, "Well, you better hang on to that just for modesty's sake."
I'll close my eyes.
Tell me when you're done. Tell me when you're done. I'll open my eyes when you say you're comfortable.
And they use the magnifying glass to
yeah, they do it and they escape that and then what they're reunited with Buona Beast and Vixen who have been out and about combining animals
just for laughs
with mixed results.
Joy merging, they're out joy merging.
They tried to merge one of the bad gorillas.
Yes.
To beat them, but he only made him more powerful. He merged it with a slug, and he became a huge slug gorilla. And the other gorillas didn't seem to be too perturbed by that.
Yeah, they were like, "Gasp accounts for this.
Yeah,
we're pretty inclusive.
Yeah, our health insurance covers this. It's fine."
Yeah.
So they get taken in, and I mean, I'm battling to remember how this all goes down from there. So the gorillas really have the upper hand at this point.
Well, what happens is Buona Beast combines Detective Chimp with a bee.
Oh, that's right.
And then he
flies out. Mm-hmm. But it seems like he's got no power over which elements of each animal combine. So it could have just been a huge bee.
That's Witch Doctor Magic for you. Cancelled.
Like it went the other way around.
Could have been a huge chimp-sized bee.
Chimp-sized bee, exactly, just sitting there going, listen, I can't.
Well, now I'm trapped in here and I'm a horrendous monster, even more so than I was before.
But luckily he goes to bee size. He goes and steals the keys, much like a capuchin monkey might. And comes back, lets them out. And then he really concentrates and he looks at a lion. In close-up, he looks at a horse in close-up, and then maybe, what was the bird version of that? Maybe a bird?
Maybe a big bird.
Were they just there?
I think they were just all within ice. He's got to be able to see them.
Yeah, they were in a zoo.
And then he becomes this sort of Batman-y sort of mythical creature. He's like
a
griffin
or something. Batman into, I thought griffin.
Yeah, so with a real, like a bird head, lion body with wings.
Yeah. And that was enough for Batman to defeat Grodd.
Yes. Right? And as soon as he defeated Grodd, the mind power on the rest of the gorillas dropped. Mm-hmm. And they were all standing around going, why don't I have a machine gun? That's weird.
Exactly. And then it's okay because then all it is thousands of gorillas loose in Gotham City with no concept of what a machine gun is, but they're holding them.
Yeah.
And then Batman's like, well, this is fine. I mean, this is no worse than regular Gotham
City.
This
is just.
I mean, usually it's just an insane clown with a machine gun, but this is much easier.
Justice will take it from here.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Boy, call the cops. Just call the cops. You'll figure it out.
Are the cops the gorillas now?
Well, I wish there was a guy here that could turn all these gorillas into cheese right now.
Yeah, the rats could take care of it.
And all the gorillas in the world are in Gotham City.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't really talk about that. That's
they don't say how they get there. There's credits. No logistics.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's only a 20-minute show.
That's tomorrow's problem. That's a problem for Chief O'Hara, the bumbling chief from Batman 1966.
Mm. Yeah. It's already a lot to fit into 20
sure
minutes.
Yeah.
It's
a pretty action-packed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is
Monsieur Millar.
Monsieur Millar's first appearance in the series.
Oh, yes.
We haven't really talked a lot about him, but he's sort of like a Che Guevara sort of type, maybe.
He does wear the beret.
That's all it is, isn't it?
Look, here's another one. So if you want the potted history of Monsieur Millar, there was a scientist who wanted to increase the intelligence of gorillas. He did so. He increased the intelligence of one gorilla. That's Monsieur Millar. And then the scientist was caught in an explosion, but the gorilla was so smart that he could take the scientist's brain out and put it in a jar.
Whoa.
And that scientist became supervillain The Brain, and they sort of teamed up for many years.
Sort of a Krang type.
Exactly. Mm. And then it was only many years later that they realized they were in love. So
The Brain and the Body.
The Brain and Monsieur Millar are in love.
Wow.
Now,
That's cool.
It's a good, it's cool, right?
Yeah, that's cool. That's badass.
It's badass.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that about it.
I don't know where The Brain is in this instance, but maybe they were having a tiff of some sort and The Brain's off doing brain-related stuff.
Right.
And Monsieur Millar wants to go his own way.
That's four kind of major DC apes in this episode.
Yeah.
Are there any that were missing, or did they group them all together? And does that happen often in other media?
Oh,
they group the
gorillas? All ape team up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Well, why not? You got them all.
I know,
it makes
sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's cool to bring all the apes together and then realize that they've been constructed like a boy band. Like, okay, that one's the smart one.
Yeah, that's the sexy one.
That one's like the badass. Like, he says, Viva La Revolution.
I'm scary ape. Yeah.
Yeah, then there's the leader.
Yeah.
Baby ape, ginger ape.
There we go. Very
posh
good.
Ape. Oh. Detective Chimp is posh ape.
Oh, yes.
Posh ape. That's true.
He's very posh. He went to finishing school.
Now he's done.
What is finishing school again?
That's where you go, you learn to be posh, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's the manners.
They teach you to speak properly.
And you put books on your head.
Posture is probably important. I'm bad at that.
I think that's the books thing. I don't think that's like a reading challenge.
Yeah, there's no reading. They just put them on your head.
Yeah.
Apparently, the correct way to eat soup, like the etiquette way,
is it slurp with your tongue?
Yes.
In a circle. Yeah. Four tables.
That's modern etiquette to save the turtles. But the you get the soup spoon, and apparently you're meant to scoop away from you.
Okay.
So the soup. So if you are scooping instead of arm out to in the soup and then toward your mouth, as would be ergonomical, you scoop into the soup away from your body, and then drink the soup from the spoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what I do anyway.
It seems bad and annoying,
but that's
impractical.
That's what most of finishing school would be, right?
Isn't it to make you look different from everyone else? I'm better than you.
Yeah. It's just a societal construct of being like, okay, this is how we can be classist on site.
Yeah. Important. Very important.
If we teach everyone the certain rules, then we know who doesn't use them is poor.
Yeah.
And we don't have
it's
to
like
talk
a
to
secret
them.
Secret code.
Yep.
You guys, this episode was released on the 16th of April 2010.
The apiest month.
They knew.
They knew. That's
is this the
smart.
Same day that the ape escaped from Melbourne Zoo?
Let's find out.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what
ape
if it
escape.
Is?
I mean, the same day wouldn't be the same because a year.
Yeah,
is, obviously, several years between.
Yeah, okay. What if the ape escaped on the ape-iversary?
Yeah. Or the 8th of April.
I'm going to have to find the details.
The ape.
All right. Guys, Phil, look, say some nonsense.
It probably doesn't
matter. Say some nonsense
matter,
about
apes
or cartoons or something while I find out the details here.
I'm wondering about this because it's so thick with this episode with different great gorilla characters. I feel like they all deserve their own episode. I'd love to do a whole episode about, and I'll learn how to say his name beforehand, Monsieur.
Monsieur Millar.
Monsieur Millar.
Monsieur.
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 Oh, there is that's a soft end, isn't there?
27th of April.
27th of April.
Yeah.
It's 10 days too late.
Yeah.
Maybe he was inspired. Maybe he saw the episode and he's like,
I need 11 days to plan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ultimate heist.
That's right.
9 years and 11 days to plan. That's about how long it takes to steal a blanket. in my experience, anyway. So how did you all feel about this episode? Evan, Cass and I, we have not seen this series before.
We have not.
Mason,
yeah.
Had you
I've
seen
a fair few series? Episodes, yeah. I haven't seen a lot, but I've seen quite a few.
Well, how does this rank to you in terms of the series?
So it's a bit of good fun. I liked it. I think you know, obviously there are some ethical concerns.
Oh,
You know, around Batman's concept of justice, Cass, but you know, that's...
Is that not across the board with Batman, sort of?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. For sure. It's quite consistent with Batman.
You can enjoy things sometimes, even if they're questionable.
Agree, absolutely.
Please tell me you can, because yeah, I liked this show.
It's a good show. I think it's a good, fun show. I think people should.
Is this a typical level of ridiculousness?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, for sure. Yep.
All right.
Yeah. It's just, they seem to have gone to the bargain basement for DC superheroes and villains, and they just scoop out a bunch each episode.
Yeah, I think there's a redeeming feature in most of these dumb characters.
I like that. Yeah. I thought they were all made up, but they're actually from old comics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that Wildcat, or whatever his name was.
Who are we talking about?
From the episode that you didn't watch.
Oh, Wildcat, yes. He's the man who taught Batman how to box.
Right. Yeah. And then in that episode, there's also...
He's also immortal, if that helps, Cass.
Oh, right.
Fountain of Youth as well?
No, he has...
He just wrung the chimp into his mouth.
He's never explained how. He's had 9 lives since 1945.
That's not immortal.
That's a cat.
Yeah, well, it's a rolling 9 lives.
Right.
So, like...
He always, at any time, has 9 lives.
So if you, like, kill him, like, 3 times, like, maybe tomorrow he'll have 9 lives again.
Oh, yes. Maybe tomorrow. What maybe a way to live.
Yeah, right.
Maybe tomorrow. A
couple of hours, you'll have 9 lives again.
Just regenerate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So in that episode, he was aged. So the Justice Society of America, which I guess is the pre-Justice League.
Yes.
League,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were all old and they were having a reunion.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And at that reunion, a bad guy came.
Ooh.
And shook things up. Yeah.
As bad guys are wont to do.
Black Canary was the daughter of Black Canary.
That's true.
And she was, they just wouldn't let her fight. And then she saved the day in the end.
Because she's good at fighting.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they should have let her do that the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Would have saved a lot of time.
Yes. Was this another episode where they had one woman?
Well, if you count the flashback to her mum, then two.
Two women.
But they had the same name. Yeah.
They look pretty much the same, and I also think it's one of those things where they were just like, hey, we like that character from the 40s, let's just do the same version, but modern
right.
day.
They seem to, look, from the way you've described that episode and the other episode we watched, it's this sort of, it's interesting to go back and watch people try, like, previous attempts at progression, because those episodes, they're like, yeah, there's a woman here, and you know what? She knows what she's doing. But that's the arc, because that episode was in so that arc was happening with the woman in this episode too,
right,
that we watched. Because at the start, she was like, her partner was fighting and he was like, no, don't turn into a bull, turn into this. She's like, oh, you know me. And they're like, okay, so I guess they're together and I guess they're happy, good for them. And then the whole episode, the guy's like, I'm not good enough. My girlfriend will leave me. I'm not a good superhero and she doesn't love me. And the whole episode, she's like, can we talk? And he's like, meh. And then they end up having to do superhero stuff. And at the end of the episode, after she is hit on by the chimp and everyone's like, you're a sexy woman, finally the guy stands up for himself and is like, she is taken. And then she's like, I wanted to ask you, will you marry me? And the whole thing of the thing was like, yes, she's still being super objectified throughout the whole thing. But she proposes.
That's right.
Women can be men too.
She's a strong female
character. Because it's February 29th and she's allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's a leap year.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Yeah. Because
you said it was an old version of progression. But I guess that's what progression was, right, before now?
Yeah,
because of that weird progression.
It needs to progress, right?
Yeah. It's just, I
you
love...
should have seen the series before.
Oh, yeah.
It's really interesting going through and looking at things in historical context because, you know, as the way it works, a lot of things are, you're like, oh, if you release that now, that would look really tone deaf or it would be really insensitive or people wouldn't have thought it out enough. But you need all the small steps to get to where you are. Like, just as an example, at work at Sam's Pets, we were thinking about Macklemore's Same Love. If he released that now, everyone would be like, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't make this about you. Shut up. But he released it at the right time where people were ready for that kind of a message. And everyone was like, oh my God, it was a popular enough thought to allow him to get mainstream popular and to be played everywhere.
And that AFL Grand Final.
Yep, it was still different enough of an idea to the mainstream while still being in that like really midpoint so that people who didn't agree with it had to listen to it and like have the conversation happen around them and watch the world change.
It was the NRL grand final it was controversial. People don't bring this politics into our sport.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't bring politics into sport. Oh my God.
Which when people say don't bring politics into sport, they mean... Don't bring things I disagree with into our sport. Yeah.
Don't bring politics.
We just want to win tries and glass people on the weekends. That's all we want to do. All right? Leave us alone.
I hadn't thought about that. But, yeah, it is funny. He's like, when I was a kid, my mum thought I was gay. So that's the whole song's based around that.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
He thought he was gay because he had been taught stereotypes and his uncle was gay. And he was like, oh, no, I like sport and music. I don't like sport and I like music. I'm gay.
Right.
And then his mum was like, no, what?
It's a beautiful message.
Because that would have been terrible.
Yeah.
If he was gay.
So, he makes it very clear that he's not in that song as well.
Yeah. And in a few years ago, we thought turning a man into cheese was justice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we know that it's not.
I think things date worse if you are. Like things that are trying to be progressive at the time, they're going to look worse than something that just avoids it altogether.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's dating it for that period time. So anyway, with that in mind.
What are they going to think about this podcast in a few years? You know what I mean? I mean, we released this at absolutely the perfect time.
Yeah, yeah. Mainstream,
the accolades.
Yeah,
people love us. The dream team. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you have any thoughts on what things that are happening now that are going to look a bit off in 5 or 10 years?
So just from looking at tracking patterns, and I've by no means done this academically or professionally, but just socially through my eyes and ears.
A little bit of anecdotal evidence, but all right, here we go.
Anecdotal. I reckon anything that tries to make a personality, pretty much if there's something about a person that they can't change, making that the focal point of a story needs to happen now. Not with obviously there are different levels of progression and acceptance within different minority groups, and there are, gender, race, there's so much intersectionality that there is a lot of difference in them. So I'm not trying to paint them all with the same brush. Mm. But when you're like, okay, this thing about a person that they can't change, we're going to make that part of the story. When that happens, it's like, okay, well, of course that's relevant because at the moment that this is going to be a really big part of that person's life. They can't change it, and we need to look at how that's going to affect that person. But then as we get further and further away from that, when those people start becoming more accepted, when people start to care less about things that people can't change, then that is less of a reason to pull a lot of focus on it. So for the people who need to see that differences in, gender, race, sexuality, all those types of things aren't a big deal, they need to see that, okay, this person has a difference to you, but they're still a person. And those things need to be juxtaposed, like, they deserve rights. But then later on we'll watch it and be like, it's
fine. A bit heavy-handed.
Yeah. That's what I've noticed happening as things move on. But it's important. I think it's really, obviously it needs to happen. Media is the great equalizer. So you need to make sure that, representation is there, because it's like that thing with no matter who you are, you know about the Kardashians. You might not want to. You will because it pervades all of media. So you need to make sure that your media is going to make, progressive changes.
That's true.
If it's not happening there, then it's not happening for everyone, because changes in academia and changes in education and things that end up being more elitist because it's, accessibility issues. If we're making the changes there, then it's not for everyone and it's not fair.
I don't think we've ever talked like that on this show before.
No.
I think
will it survive the edit is the question.
Cut it
quick,
out.
Quick, Cass, can you put it together? Can you tie it all together with apes very quickly?
Oh, we're big dumb monkeys, eh?
Yeah.
I don't edit this show, Nick. So
I know.
Oh, no.
how did you all feel about this episode? As a banana rating, how many bananas would you have given it out of how big of a bunch of bananas?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say this was a bunch of like 7 naans.
7 naans.
That's a lot of naans.
That's a big bunch.
6. I've taken one for myself. Okay. 6 bananas out of 7.
It's hard to resist a good naan.
It's a little bit of brown. So you can eat them right now and they're going to be super sweet. But if you're wanting a cake, save them.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, this is some very ripe bananas, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ripe bananas ready for whatever you want them to do. Yeah.
Real sweet.
You're going to have a lot of fun with this. Yeah. You're like, hoo, hoo, hoo. You see bananas, you see potential for fun.
Some people might be, this is too ripe for me. They might be like, rather a more a greenish banana. But I love a ripe banana. Maybe too many in a row. Like if you ate all seven, you'd be like, too many, too ripe.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I think if you just want a couple of those ripe bananas, it's right in there. I agree with you, Cass.
Totally. Ripeness is a spectrum, and I think there's a place for all levels of ripeness.
I'm going to say, three bananas.
Yes.
Out of five bananas.
Okay.
But they're not ripe yet. They're green.
Wow. Oh. What a twist.
I feel like this needs a bit more time.
Okay. Bit more time on the tree, in the fruit bowl.
By that you mean more time on the script?
Yes. Okay. It feels underbaked.
What
to
did
me.
You think? You're
I'm mixing so too it's many different.
Bread. It's banana bread now. Okay.
Okay. No.
You're a visual.
Banana bread right now. I'll be honest with you.
Cinnamon butter.
Yes.
Oh. Cinnamon butter. Yes. You're a visual kind of guy, Evan. Yeah. What did you think of the artwork?
Look, it's fine. It was all right.
It looked real classic to me. I quite liked it. It looked to me like it was drawn in. I don't know anything about this stuff, but it felt like 60s or, old school to me.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah. It's got a classic sort of style to it. I liked, it's not as good as the Batman animated series because that is so good.
That's iconic. The animated series is quite iconic. I think this is very simple. This is very...
Yeah, it's a bit cheaper.
Is it because it was blue instead of black?
I thought it was cool, cheaper. Right? Yeah, blue's a cheaper color.
Yeah.
Black, that's right. Top shelf.
Yeah.
You have to get that at the
black market. Try and get black ink for a printer. You can't do it.
It's tough. Not possible. Yeah. Oh
my God. Cyan, though. Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that can't get printer ink is more expensive than blood on the black market?
Oh, wow.
It's not surprising. Yeah.
Than blood?
On the black market. Jeez. Blood goes for less than printer ink.
It's a
well,
lot
we've
of...
all got blood, I guess, but we don't all have printer ink.
No, that's true. Can't put blood in your printer, can you?
No.
Yeah. No.
I guess you could. Though.
Could you?
It would clog up, I think.
Clot up, I think. A little medical term there.
That's right.
Yeah, I've seen ER. This is the first medical show that came along.
Any monkeys in it?
Should have said Harry's Practice. Is that medical?
Yeah, he's a vet.
Yeah,
okay. He's out on the road helping us out.
Wearing hats, etc.
Hat,
thank you.
Has Harry been cancelled? Let's not go
on. I don't think he has either.
But you would not be surprised, would you? But I don't think he has at all. Don Yeah, I think that's
he's cancelled.
Yeah.
That was such a horrible backpedal from him as well. Mm. I mean, there's no good backpedaling. Get off the bike.
Burke's backyard. That's one for the international listeners.
Yeah.
I think I give this show, I want to watch more of it. It just made me... remember how much I love Batman everything. I don't think I've ever seen any. It's pretty fun.
I'd watch more.
I haven't seen heaps of any Batman, but every time I watch something, I love it.
Yeah.
I love the whole world. And now that I know there's all these weird characters I'd never heard of in there, it's exciting. So I reckon I give it like 5 out of 7 primo bananas.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
What? No, I want to know what your primo is.
Oh, my primo is on the Richter scale. It's about a 7...
Ooh, shock.
Out of 13. So it's just beyond.
The Richter scale?
Yeah.
Did he do bananas and earthquakes?
Andy Richter, yeah.
Okay.
He also had a scale. His is for bananas. Richter, he was the earthquake guy.
Okay.
But yeah, just I like them when green is just gone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ah. Yeah. So I like them when they're still pretty firm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do they get less or fewer strings then, or are they worse for string?
No, they're better for string. The strings come later, I think. But I'm not a banana expert. We should do Banana Man one day. Anyway.
Banana Man?
Have you seen Banana Man?
No. Can we watch Banana Man?
Yeah, we should do Banana Man one time. Is that enough?
The people who did not like
Night Monkey are really going to hate Banana Man.
Well, no, I think surely there's an episode where he encounters some sort of
there's
crime.
There's got to be. Gotta yeah, be, there's right?
got to be. It's obvious.
When Eric eats. So you've never seen it?
I've never seen Banana Man.
It's been a long time for me. I'd love to revisit.
It's one of the core... British cartoon superheroes. He's right up there with Danger Mouse. So
yeah. Sick. Oh, that's exciting. The other thing, we normally talk about how Andy Matthews, who's some sort of scientist, he said on the first episode, that chimps and humans share 98% DNA. We normally talk about the ape on screen and how much we identify them with them, but there are so many to choose from. Maybe we could each pick the one that we related to the most.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Tough question without notice. Anyone got a
thought? I'm going to go Detective Chimp because I'm so horny.
Oh, my God, Evan.
All right, Evan's cancelled.
Yeah. Cancel, everyone.
Oh. It was only a matter of time. Yeah.
That vixen. Oh, mama.
And so it probably was the fact that she was the woman in the show. So he's like, cool.
Yeah.
I've heard there's a woman coming up in this story.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be real gross.
Man, yeah. She was the only woman in the whole.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Oh, right. Yep.
And yeah, that'd be no good to have a show with only one woman on it. That'd be awful.
Sounds bad.
Especially with, you know, four or more people.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So you've gone Detective Chimp. How about you, Nick?
I think maybe I relate to Detective Chimp as well.
Right.
I feel naked without stuff in my pockets. Yep. You know what I mean? I can be fully clothed, but if I don't have my wallet, keys, phone, you know, my stuff, bananas, magnifying glass.
Is that a banana in your pocket?
I'm a boy on an adventure doing some detecting. Isn't that society though?
It was interesting because the gorillas were depicted in this as the warmongers. And the chimp was the one looking for peace, sort of, even though we beat them all down. But IRL, it's the chimps who are the real violent ones, and the gorillas are quite peaceful. Mm. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you give them intelligence, and then, you know, then the
dip them in the fountain of youth, and they're like, oh, my God.
How about you, Cass?
I'm also going to go Detective Chimp because I'm a bad detective, but I can pick things up with my feet.
Great.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's cool. Me too. Got long toes.
I don't have.
Why have I said that? Oh no, I don't want that on the public record.
I don't have long toes at all. I just thought it was something
really
that everyone could do.
You're just really dexterous with your toes.
Yeah, you just pick them up.
Oh, that's cool. If you can do that without even having freaky toes that people make fun of when you're at the beach, then that's a real bonus.
Matt, that's not.
I'm not saying that that's something I've gone through or anything, but no one's.
You don't deserve that.
No, you know, maybe.
Well,
I mean,
you haven't seen his toes.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I think just to be a contrarian, I'm going to say I'm the boss gorilla.
Oh, gorilla boss, sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was fun. I like how Detective Chimp beat up all the other gorillas and did not make a dent on a boss gorilla.
Things went ding when they hit him, right?
Yeah, was he part metal?
I have no further information. Look, again, he's probably a combination of a number of boss gorillas, so maybe he's got steel skin.
An alloy.
Well. Yeah, man, he's made of an alloy, some sort of chimp related. He's made from chimpium, which is the strongest alloy known. So.
I can't wait to look into that guy more. But yeah, I kind of want to maybe do special episodes on these characters and go right through their proper origin stories. Well, that brings us to the Patreon shout-out section of the show. You can support this show at patreon.com/dogoonpod, and you support this show as well as Do Go On and the Book Cheat podcast. This week's Do Go On, actually, I don't even know what it is. We're about to record it tonight, but I'm reckon it's going to be bloody good. And if you're in Sydney, we're doing a live Do Go On there this Saturday at the Giant Dwarf, and tickets are available for it if you want to buy them and come. But if you support the patreon.com/dogoonpod, you get a few different rewards. Like you get in on the Facebook group. You get bonus episodes. You get shout-outs, like the ones I'm about to do. And you get to tell us your favorite ape. And here are a few. Here's one from Melissa Pisarski. Ooh. Evan, I'd love to see if these turn you on at all as well. I mean, we know you are horny, but let's see. Yeah. Melissa Pisarski says, Matt.
Melissa or Alyssa?
Melissa.
Melissa, okay.
She writes, Matt, Galagos or Galagos are my favorite because those are cute little shits. They're the squirrels of the primate world.
Ooh,
also, low-key hoping they really are primates and that my facts aren't fucked. All right, Melissa, let's bloody have a look at that. Galagos or Galagos, probably.
Double L?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh, they're great.
That is
very cute.
Perkins. Yeah.
Looks more like a possum to me, but all right.
Yeah, I would definitely think that was a possum if I saw one.
I'm guessing because she said squirrel, that means she's from somewhere else, right?
are those ours? Do we have them?
Squirrels or Galagos?
Galagos. People keep calling them bush babies.
Oh, right. Babies. Yes.
Well, I hate them.
No, they're from Africa.
They are great. There was a bush baby briefly in the new Lion King. Yeah. Played by maybe Chance the Rapper.
I think. I remember that, yeah.
So, yeah, they are very cute. Jess Perkins is the name. So there's three kinds of primates officially on this podcast. There's apes, monkeys, and cutie pies.
Oh, my.
And this one is definitely a part of the cutie pie crew. Thank you so much for that suggestion, Melissa. I reckon, actually, you might have got Evan's attention over there.
You got my attention, but I'm not swayed.
Okay.
You have his attention, but not his respect.
Sorry, Melissa.
Erica Paradis, or Paradis, says, my favourite primate is Coco the gorilla, which we did a whole episode on a while ago. You're familiar with Coco's work? She was a signing gorilla.
Is she the one whose cat died?
Yeah, she loved kittens.
I'm sorry, Evan.
That's sad.
Yeah, she...
Also, spoilers.
Spoilers for this gorilla's life.
Well, I wasn't on that episode.
You have Evan's condolences, but not his respect.
If it makes you feel any better, Coco is also dead.
Oh, what?
Well, that makes me feel
better,
yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, what a way to find out. Sorry, Cass.
Sorry, it was just a cat.
I should have handled that with more.
No, that's all right. It's amazing to dish comeuppance and have it smack you in the face immediately.
Her cat's dead, but it's okay. She's also very dead. So.
At least she's with her cat, I guess.
Yeah, they're probably playing.
My God. Imagine if Coco's heaven is with her cat, but her cat's heaven is not. So she gets to heaven and the cat's like, I'm doing my own thing.
Wait, how does that work then?
What if... look.
So one, does cat heaven overrule gorilla heaven or vice versa?
Well, she died first, so...
Oh.
Maybe she
gets... So she gets pulled out of cat heaven be in Coco heaven.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's in cat heaven and then it's like, oh, hey, Coco's here. And she's like...
Tell her I'm busy. I'm not in.
Yeah. Tell her this heaven isn't part of... I'm fine.
That's brutal. I don't know why you made it sad, Cass. We're all feeling happy when we found out Coco and the cat were dead.
Yes.
And now you've turned it into a sad
story.
That
felt like closure.
What if Coco has died and goes to heaven only to find that her cat has received the most brutal judgment and has been transformed into cheese?
Oh.
No.
Coco loves cheese.
No, Coco loves cheese. She'll be so hungry.
She's weeping as she's
eating
her friend.
Eating a cat made of cheese. Yeah.
You're delicious. Yeah. Like Homer eating the lobster.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That is a good bit.
Pinchy.
Pinchy. Oh, Pinchy. Why are you so delicious? Thank you so much, Erica, for your support and that suggestion. Zoe Helena says, my favorite primate is Homo erectus because I'm an archaeologist who works in places littered with the stone tools they made, and picking these things up off the landscape is such a wild and surreal way to basically cut through a million years of time with one foul swoop. It's very groovy.
That's cool.
So is Homo erectus the one before Homo sapiens? Like,
I'm just gonna
Or is there one in between? Or I mean, I can picture the chart, yes. But I'm not sure what the labels are.
I think erectus is the when we started getting proper upright.
Yeah. So after looking like an ape.
Yeah. So it's Homo erectus, then Homo sapiens, then Homo sapiens, but they're looking at their phone. And then Homo sapiens, but they're looking at their phone.
We just
sort of arc
back down.
Yeah, they're eating McDonald's. And then it's like, good one, everyone.
Yeah.
Good one.
It's a bell curve of standing up and then...
I love those. I love the art. That's my favorite kind of art is art that really tells social media kids what it's all about.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
How do I turn the book on? How do I turn the book on?
Right.
That is good stuff.
I can't find the switch
to
the book.
I'm swiping at this book and it won't turn on.
Yeah, it looks like... So
Father, the book, it won't turn on. I could go on.
It's really fun. Evan, do you want to go?
Yeah.
The book, I'm swiping at the book. It's always funny when you see those Facebook videos of babies trying to seeing a magazine and trying to swipe it or pinch to zoom. Sad? I think it's sad, not funny. Sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's sad. I think it's really telling of the parents because I've given this child my phone lots and now I am being what's this generation coming to because I didn't teach my kid how to read a book, which is honestly, technology is going that way anyway. It's fine.
Yeah.
But you can't get annoyed at your kid for something.
Let your baby
didn't
read magazines.
That's right.
How will they know who is married and who is pregnant?
It's the Kardashians.
Oh.
They're all married and pregnant.
And the royals.
Oh, that's right.
I would have thought I could find an... Oh, no. I found one of those kind of things, and it's gibbon, human, chimpanzee, gorilla, orangutan. There's no bloody erectus in there.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Oh, right.
I forgot.
We went off topic.
I'm just going to say that you were right. It was the erectus were the most recent. Because
I found this photo.
Wow, yeah, they
he
are
looks
like
he's about
upright.
To go to the shops.
Yeah.
He's like, ooh, guests in 15. Shops are 2 minutes away. Reckon I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Putting on my tracky dacks.
That's so cool. I love it. Zoe's. That was one of my dream jobs when I was little, as an archaeologist.
Mine was detective, so this this episode has been a real thrill ride for me.
Do you think, you would have been pretty disappointed with how they portrayed his detective skills then.
Yeah, mostly flips. Yeah. Doing a flip on somebody.
Now we're detecting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Zoe. That is such a cool job. It's so cool to hear you doing that. And finally, Kylie Jones writes, my favorite primate is the Gigantopithecus blackie. It's an extinct primate that was 9 feet tall.
Oh, that's terrible. Buying. Well,
terrible buying.
I'm full of terror.
There's Sorry. I found the chart.
Wow. Oh, okay, good. Great.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
There's a Neanderthalensis.
Oh, in between.
Yeah, Homo Neanderthalensis.
That was my main fear, was that people were at home being real frustrated by us missing something.
Oh, right.
Yeah, thank you for
that.
But
joke's on them. We've never missed anything.
Wow, I've just looked up the Gigantopithecus
blackie. How cool
blackie.
Does it look? I love it. It's a beast.
That looks like something that Lara Croft would fight in a Tomb Raider game.
Oh, wow.
Just so chunky. They're my favorite kind of animals. Australia has
Hang on,
these...
is that real?
Yeah, no,
I tuned out. I was looking at charts.
This was real. So the photo I'm showing you
is
of a reconstruction.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like it's a huge orangutan.
So this is like a megafauna.
They didn't have smartphones back then, Evan, so they couldn't take a photo of it.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you think we've always had smartphones.
Yeah,
a bit ironic they're called smartphones when you're holding one, am I right?
Whoa!
Gigantopithecus might even be how they got around it in the new Jungle Book, having an orangutan in a jungle where orangutans don't exist. They turned it into a Gigantopithecus or something like that, I think, who could have lived there and it somehow survived.
I see.
Yeah. But that's cool. It's just a huge orangutan sort of beastly looking gorilla-y guy. Some of these pictures also make it look more like a gorilla.
Yeah, there are lots of different interpretations. Like, this one's a lot more gorilla-y.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I hope, like maybe we now think of dinosaurs, maybe it also had feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Artist depiction with feathers.
Before smartphones, Evan, all had feathers.
Yeah. And we were happy to have them.
Yeah. Thank you, Kylie. Great suggestion again.
Kylie's also a Gamer Game supporter. So
she's done the double. If anyone has the chance, please give us a review. If you give us 5 stars, I'll read a few out quickly at the end of the show. Here are a few right now. Andrew writes, I never knew that I needed something like this in my life, but apparently I do. Evan, never stop fighting the good fight to uphold the legacy of Andy from Toy Story. Matt, get off Evan's back about it.
Get off my back.
Andy is a legit G. And you would better recognize. Love your work, guys.
He's a G. Thank you. I don't know what that means.
Andrew. Well, his name's Andrew G, so I don't know. It feels like... was it him? Do you think that was Andy from Toy Story?
Oh, maybe.
Darth the Rock says, I love Matt and Jess's chemistry. What? She has been on this before.
She was on, last week, right?
Great. That's what it would have been. I thought they might have thought you were Jess somehow. It's like they do this more than a couple times a week. From The Mummy to George of the Jungle, all the way up to Doom Patrol. Phrasing the Bar is the best obscure idea for a podcast I've had the honor of listening to. Oh, a long time ago, Jess and I had the idea for a Brendan Fraser podcast spin-off, which we are going to do sometime soon, called Phrasing the Bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you need someone to step in for George of the Jungle.
It is good to know, because I reckon it's going to happen real soon.
That scene where he eats coffee for the first time.
Does he buzz?
Yeah. Well, he look, he opens, he's in a pantry, going through the pantry, and he opens up coffee and is like, huh, and starts eating it.
Yeah.
But the only reference for coffee he has is dirt. It doesn't, I don't know why he eats it. He opens a jar and is like, yeah. This well, I've lived in a jungle. Everything that I know that is brown and granular is dirt or something I'd rather not have, but hey, let's have a go.
Let's try it.
We did an episode of this show about it. I do not remember that scene at all.
Oh. He's got that, maybe it's got that Nescafe Blend 43 aroma to it.
Oh, maybe it has.
How do you say no
coffee
to Nescafe? Yeah.
He stands there for, I think, 2 seconds and says, coffee, 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 coffee. He's better at it than me because
so he knows what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah. Huh. Huh. Okay, I have more questions.
I need to watch that again.
Huh.
Yerp says, Jane Goodall must be rolling in her grave with laughter. A good time to learn heaps about Australian chip brands, Marvel
is she dead?
Movies.
I don't think
she's still alive. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully she'll be on. If you're listening, Jane, give us a bloody bell.
I guess she's alive. She's laughing.
Yeah.
And listening to the show.
But she's in a grave though.
Yeah.
Well, she's in her grave. She's
just ready. She's super
ready for posture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jod Edia writes, who does the Do Go Animation cartoons. He writes, I'm going to stop doing the 5-star ratings bit now because I, Matt Stewart, with 2 T's, am going to make a series of confessions. Okay, so I never read these out before I read them out. Yeah, right. Firstly, I Matt Stewart, do not in fact support the St Kilda Australian Rules football team.
Wow.
I've been saying I support them ironically across several mediums for many years as an elaborate practical joke, to which this is now the punchline. Saints fans are fools, and I pour scorn on them and their families. Secondly, I have been embezzling funds from the Do Go On Patreon, the Gamey Gamey Game Patreon, and the stupid old studio's petty cash drawer. Oh, man. Why am I still reading this? These three entities are wildly successful outside of Australia, but I've kept this from my colleagues. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Christian Sanchez's for all of the bottles of Moet they've afforded me the last 2 years. That stuff comes in handy for pouring on strippers. Oh, my God.
You can stop reading any time you want.
Why am I being so honest all of a sudden? Thirdly, I have had intimate physical relations with all of the guests on this show except Evan. It's not that I don't find him attractive. He's clearly a beautiful banana boy. I try not to show him any affection in order to maintain a power dynamic. This is not going to date well.
This review better be 5 stars, because if you are reading this whole thing out, all this nonsense for 3 stars, what a waste.
No, there is 5 stars.
Okay,
here.
Good.
Oh, thank
then
goodness.
Good.
I feel like I've committed to it so far that I've had to say it out.
I think so too.
It's a flaw in my character.
Is that part of the review?
Finally, when I call Evan my number two banana, I'm using the American term number two, which means to defecate. I, Matt Stewart, think of Evan as my poop banana, and I say it to his face every week with zero consequence. That is all for now. I'm Matt Stewart. These are my confessions.
Wow.
Sorry. A lot of that's been on my chest for a while.
That's brutal. I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, Evan, but maybe that's enough for this week of the reviews. Thank you so much for everyone who has reviewed. If you can do that, please do. That brings us to the end of the episode.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it?
Already? Wow.
Already. It's gone by so quickly. I had a great time. The Dream Team assembling is, you know, one of the great joys.
Always a great time.
Yeah.
Where can people find you all?
I, Cass, am on SansPants Radio, so if you go to sanspantsradio.com, the podcasts are all there. I'm in most of them. On social medias, I'm Cass Page. Page with an I, like the name, not the leaf of book. And I'm also on Book Cheat, speaking of books. Yes, I'm on the Romeo and Juliet episode coming out, I can only assume, soon.
Yeah, maybe. Very cool. I think a couple of days ago by the time this has come out.
Hey! Ooh. Give it a listen. Dave's great.
Who was your other guest?
Oh, Joel Zammit, also from the SansPants Radio Network. Zammit, also great.
All right then.
And there'll be links to that stuff in the show notes. And Meso?
I'm on the podcast The Weekly Planet, where we talk about movies and TV shows and comic books.
What did you talk about this week?
We talked about the oeuvre of Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, rad.
Right. Yeah.
Were you pleasantly surprised?
With some of it, sure.
Yeah.
This week I was also on our friends over at Two in the Think Tank. I did a 200th episode, which is all on YouTube now, where they attempted to come up with 200 sketch ideas.
Yeah.
It's about 20 hours of footage, and I'm right at the end of the first 10 hours and right at the start of the second 10 hours.
So oh, right.
But watch the whole thing.
I was on about on the tour about 3 hours in, I think I was.
Yeah. I'm slowly watching the whole thing. So I go back at home and I watch an hour at a time. So.
Amazing.
I was on it too. Have you gotten to my bit yet?
Not yet.
Hey.
That's on Stupid Old Channel.
Yeah. On YouTube.
I wasn't on it.
No, you were interstate.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a reason not to invite someone on. Sure.
An invite would have been nice. You could have said.
Yeah. They did do, yes.
They did have their friend Brian on, and he phoned in from the States, I think.
There you go. So. He also watched the whole thing live, I think, Brian.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a wild man.
Yeah.
Evan, they can find you on Gaming Game.
Yes, Gamey Game, it's called. And it's on the same YouTube channel, Stupid Old Channel, so go check that out. Lots of good stuff.
Very fun show.
It's a fun show.
Thank you.
Can I be on it sometime soon?
No. Not after what you've just said.
You can find me and my links in the show description as well for social media. But that brings us to the end of the episode. Now, as we always say here on Primates, I should say before that, thank you so much for joining us, Evan, Nick, and Cass. And as we always say here on Primates,
chimp you later. That's what I say every time.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Cass, you got yours?
Yeah, no, that's good. Oh, me. Chimpy by name.
That's good.
That's good. That's good. Yep.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.